This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
To another session of sanity right here on the real side. Not all about. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting. We're on the home stretch for some of you. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And look, at, be part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, I'll wait till you get to therealside.com. That's therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. You'll have a good time with them. I guarantee it. You're really a better time than you're having with me, I'll tell you that. And you can you read what's up on the website. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on up there, right? Don't be lazy. Do something, as they say. Xander Gibbs is going to join me after the first hour, after the first break here. See if he can get us started off tonight. Get us really cranking and rolling. What do you think? And I always so much. I enjoy having him on so much with us. Because, you know, he in some ways he has a different perspective of what we're talking about. Seriously. So anyway, again, always a pleasure to have you with us. If you want to hop up to the website, please, I'll wait till you get there. Just kidding. Get over yourself. We've got a whole bunch of stuff going. Like I said, we have smarter people tonight, but you can watch live. Listen, we're live on Facebook. So I'd like you to, you know, kick in and get involved in Facebook. And the reason I ask you to do that is, you know what? It kicks the numbers up. It helps us get sponsors. I want you helping me getting sponsors. Right, and then it helps us make a better show because I can help, I can hire people, and for more than the $15 an hour if I need to. Yeah, I had to throw that in there. I couldn't let that go by. You know, we keep hearing about how great this $15. Yeah, I was in a I don't think I'll name the place. No, so I was in this place that made sandwiches the other day, as my buddies say, and I heard the two kids at the end talking. Yeah, kids, and I do mean kids. I heard the two kids at the end talking about how they were looking forward to getting their raise because, you know, they wanted to live on the $15 an hour. And that's great and wonderful and all of that. But here's the deal, people. What they didn't understand, the one guy says, yeah, I can't wait to get there because then I'm only at $11.40 now. Well, one of the things he didn't understand was that $15 doesn't kick in right away. That's number one. Number two is his taxes. He's forgotten about taxes, what people are going to be paying him for taxes, or what his boss has to pay. Right? Because, look, $15 an hour, when it finally gets to your paycheck, it's probably about that $11.40 by the time you get done, isn't it? Because the gov's got to get their share, and the way things are going, they're sure they're not paying their fair share, and they're taking much more than their fair share, I'll tell you what. But if you think about what they've got going on, by the time those kids get done getting their $15 an hour, and I wanted to go over there so bad to explain to them, I said, look, guys, here's part of what you're missing. You get your $15 an hour. That's great. Then your boss has to go ahead, and he has to raise the price of these sandwiches. Now, the truck driver that's delivering the food from, delivering groceries to the local supermarket so you can buy them, he needs a, you got to go to his boss now. Go, look, I need a few more bucks because the sandwich shop raised the money. I can't eat the way I used to before, and the rest of the truck drivers are going to have to get a raise. The truck drivers get a raise, and then guess who that goes to? That goes to the supermarket, because now the supermarket's got to, come on, help me out here. By the time you get done, you know what your 15 hours is worth? The $11.40 you're getting right now, and maybe less. And if you think I'm wrong here, if you think I'm off, how about this one? Now the fight for $15 an hour has met reality in D.C. restaurants. D.C. restaurants in the first half of because the president, knowing more than all the economists out there, he signed an executive, I don't even want to call them executive orders anymore. Now they're like dictates. He signed an executive dictate to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. And guess what happened? D.C. just lost, as they do the figure it out here, they've lost almost 1,500 jobs in the first half. We're not past the first half of 2016. We all try to explain to them. They don't want to hear it. During the first 6 months of 2016, restaurants in D.C. shed over 1,400 jobs. That's 2.7% decline in food service jobs in just 6 months. Let me tell you what. If you ever go to D.C., they need those people. Seriously, restaurants are very busy in D.C. It's the largest drop seen in that sector in more than 15 years. Even during the 2008 recession, the restaurant jobs barely dipped. Of course they didn't deep. D.C. doesn't have a recession. D.C. wouldn't know a recession if it slapped them in the face. They've got Lamborghini dealers there that are doing just fine. The Cadillac dealers are doing just fine. Don't give me this stuff. I'm talking reality. The minimum wage in D.C. increased to $10.50 an hour in July of 2015, climbed to $11.50 an hour July 1st, with further increases planned in the coming years to the goal of $15 an hour. Like I said, when it lays out that long, everything's going to catch up, and relatively speaking, they're going to be in the exact same place they're in today. Does anybody disagree with that? Yeah. Okay. Xander Gibb joins me after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up here soon. Again, you're listening on GCN Live. And remember, head up to the website, therealside.com. There's so much going on up there that you can get involved with. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
Are you a GNC?
Hold on, we're going in. We'll talk about it.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's my favorite time of the show because I get to actually have somebody come on with me and help me out because I struggle through this so much. You know what I'm saying? Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week here on the show, and I always appreciate the time that he spends with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Xander, where are you?
Good evening. I'm here.
Well, I was looking at, you weren't coming up on my screen, so I was like, wait a minute, what the heck's going on with him? There you go. There's that face of his right there. You see that? You need a haircut, dude.
I had one recently.
Hey, I went to your Facebook page. I got to ask you a question real quick. Are those your baby pictures?
My baby pictures?
I mean, it's obviously an older kind of blurry picture, okay? And, it's a kid, young kid with orange hair. And I was just wondering if that was you at a young age.
I don't know what picture you're talking. I don't know which picture you mean. There are some pictures of me on there as a baby. I was a baby once, interestingly enough. I didn't just, come this way.
No?
No. But I don't know which picture you
All right. Well, looked like the young boy had orange hair, so I was just curious as to whether that was you or not. You would know which one I'm talking about if you head over there and look at it. Anyway, let's get down to some real stories here. You having orange hair as a child would not have been a real story to speak of. Anyway, it's been a Trump week. You had somebody special on your show the other night that I tuned into to listen to for a few minutes, making sure that she was being treated properly.
Oh, are you talking about the fabulous Tammy Messina?
That's yes, I like that. She is.
She
is the fabulous one.
Yeah, we would have her every week, but she's got other commitments.
That's right. She's a busy lady. If it wasn't for her, the show wouldn't exist, and I do mean wouldn't exist.
I believe it. I really do.
Anyway, so what I wanted to get to with this bathroom thing going across the country, and everybody's trying to. I guess they're trying to take care of it. They're trying to accommodate in some way, shape, manner, or form. This would be the third story this week about a university is having trouble trying to decide on what sign to use for the bathroom. Now, I know this isn't groundbreaking stuff, but is it newsworthy? I mean, this is the University of Missouri, and it's still having trouble trying to figure out. Let me see. They have a picture of a man, a woman, and kind of a looks like a half man, half woman. I mean, it's almost insulting. Is this?
It is.
Is this
yeah.
Like, yeah, I was going to say, is this going a little bit too far? Is this getting a little bit too out of hand, or what's the deal here?
I'm all for people being accommodated, but I've actually heard stories of places that have said we don't have a specific bathroom you can use, but you can use the bathroom and the nurse's station. No, that's not good enough. And as far as I'm concerned, if you're being offered a level of accommodation to assist you, why is that not good enough,
I was just being semi-nasty in my head and thinking, if I have to go to the bathroom, I'll go anywhere. I don't care whose bathroom it is, right?
Yeah, or a tree stump, or in the bushes, or wherever. But here's the thing. Joe. We have to be a little bit careful because otherwise we get accused of being transphobic.
Yeah.
Now, I couldn't be any further from transphobic.
Well, I hear through the grapevine that you're homophobic too. So I have to be careful.
Yeah, I am.
As well,
I am. Yeah. And I'm Hillary-phobic as well, and I'm Pence-phobic. And I'm also Ben Shapiro-phobic right now.
There you go.
I
don't even know why. I haven't figured out why I have you on the show yet. You've got all these things attached to you here.
Exactly.
So,
I'm upsetting all the right people, it's all good.
And I'm good with all of that, believe it or not. So,
good.
But no, really, I mean, I get what you're saying, too, but it gets to the point. The reason I brought up the fact that this is the third story. This is truly the third time that I have seen a group of people at a school complain that the sign isn't exactly right. At what point do we get to say, look, we have done everything we can, deal with it?
We don't. But you know why it's in the news so much? Because it's one of Hillary's pet issues. I don't want to be disrespectful about trans people, but this is another group of people that Hillary is kind of like...
pandering to. Go ahead, I'll say it.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, it's a concern. Even, did you read this week about the gay judge who will only marry gay couples? She's a woman, she's a black lesbian. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that without being accused of something. Lesbophobic, maybe. Black lesbophobic. But she'll only marry gay couples. Why did she not get treated the same as the county court clerk who refused
I don't, you know, that's a great question.
Both are so one-sided.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, it's a great question because there's some truth to the fact that you do get passes, and I know we're making up for the past on how bad they've been treated in the past and all of that. I don't buy in any of that. I really don't. I look at that stuff and I just say, no, you're encouraging bad behavior, period, all the way around. Either the law applies to everybody equally in every way, or it doesn't. It's really that simple. I don't even need a law degree to figure that one out.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing that I found interesting is that, you know, Donald Trump has actually said if he gets into power, he's going to repeal gay marriages. He's going to repeal same-sex marriages. Now, let's get this in perspective, though. This guy is probably the most pro-gay candidate ever. What people have admitted to add to that commentary is that as a byproduct of that, he will strengthen the
civil unions.
Yes, he's going to strengthen the civil unions, so everyone's going to be happy because quite rightly, right now, it's kind of penalizing anybody that disagrees. There's no law out there that will make a gay baker make a cake for a straight couple. No equality with
it. Did you and I do that story about the woman who had a flower shop for like, I don't know, 50 years? And one of her best clients was a gay guy that was, you know, buying flowers every week. And then they were going to get married. He decided that he's going to marry his partner. And we're going to have to wait till after the break. I want to tell you about this. I want to get your feeling on it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Xander Gibb joins me like he does every week. Don't go far. We have a good time when he's around. We'll be right back. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Get it right.
You're listening to The Real Side. And, boy, does that song date me, right? Let me bring him on, because he's a music aficionado. Xander Gibb joins me like he does every week. And I always enjoy. Xander has his own radio show, and it's X-Rad. Right? I get that right?
It is indeed.
My God. Give me a gold star right here, right in the middle of the forehead. Is that politically correct? Can I still do that? Make a Markham. Yeah.
You're just silver starophobic, aren't you? That's where you are, real.
There you go. That's why I want the gold star. So, So you tell people about your show, how they can find it, how they can listen to it. I listened the other day because you had the great and wonderful Tamala on there.
Tamala.
Oh, yeah.
It's weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. You can get all of the details on the Facebook X-Rad page every week, or at xandergibb.com. All of the links are there. Everything's in one central place. Come and join us.
Yep. And I've listened to the show a couple times myself. You need to tune in and listen. Again, I tell people all the time, there are other perspectives. There are people who present things differently. And sometimes just that different presentation will either give you more information, or, may even change your mind. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know. You just have to tune in and try to figure it out. That's all there is to it. Anyway, me and my old age, being a grandfather that I am, I forgot what the heck we were talking about. We were talking about the bathrooms, right? The signs, the stupid signs.
Talking about the judge that was...
Oh, that's right, too.
Refusing to marry.
And I started telling you about the flower lady. Thank you.
Yes.
Now I gotta have you around more often. So she said he was one of the best customers she had. And so she would do the arrangements for him every week and that kind of stuff. And finally he came in and he says, "Hey, I'm all excited, I'm getting married, and I'll bring my partner in for you to meet him, and I'd like you to do the flowers for the wedding." And she was floored. And she didn't know what to do because, again, he had been a customer for years. They had a great relationship. And so when he came back next time, she said to him, I don't even know how to tell you this. You don't know how much this bothers me or hurts me to have to say this to you, but I can't do your wedding. Now, she didn't say, I can't do your wedding because you're gay and I hate you and I don't believe in same-sex marriage. She said, I'm a Christian and I just can't celebrate your marriage with you because I don't believe in same-sex marriage. She said, I'll do everything else for you. You know, giving you flowers every week is not celebrating your marriage. And you need to find somebody who can celebrate with you. And so I'll give the guy credit. He was upset. He was disappointed. But he said, look, I wasn't going to sue the woman because I know her. I get it. And he was willing to let it go. But he vented on Facebook, on his Facebook page, and the ACLU got a hold of it and sued her. Okay?
So they can sue on someone else's behalf?
Well, they sued her. Brought her up on hate charges or hate crime charges, whatever it was, they brought it up. They brought her up on it, got the attorney general of the state involved, and it may cost her business. She may have to shut down. And that's the stuff I look at and go, this is a deal between two people. Right? If that guy really felt like he had been damaged in some way, shape, manner, or form, and he wanted to sue her and he wanted to deal with it, then I would back off of this. But here's a guy that said, okay, I don't like it. I think you're wrong, but you know, you've been good to me for 20 years. I can't.
Right.
I don't believe you hate me. I just believe you're misguided about this, which is the way we're supposed to be as Americans or human beings. Do you not agree with that, or do you?
Yeah, I totally agree with it. But here's the thing, you know, and I've said this often enough, the commercially driven LGBT only. The leadership, I'm sorry, not the gay people. I don't have an issue with gay people because I'm one myself.
I was going to say, you really have a problem.
Yeah, I hate myself. I have this big issue with the commercially driven LGBT leadership because what they do is they have to make an issue out of things so that they can continue to be in that role, and that bothers me. You know, I spent 25 years fighting for equality for LGBT people. And when it came to the crunch, I kind of felt like I'd been used because at the end of the day, I think this method and the madness, I think the reason they didn't do the civil partnership thing in the first place was in order to kind of put the middle finger up to Christians.
Yeah, you might be right. You know, I have the same problem. I have an American who happens to be black on the show every Tuesday, and he, you know, he's easy. I can set him off on a topic, go grab a sandwich, come back, and he's still yelling. And
right.
I have people say to me, you know, I bring him on just because. I bring him on because, you know, I don't want to be beat up for black issues. No, when I talk about black issues, I get beat up. And you know, I have no right to speak to it because I'm not black. When I talk about gay issues, I can't talk about gay issues because I'm not gay. So I have no right to bring them up because I don't know how gay
you're
people
not?
Feel, right? No, I didn't tell you.
Why am I coming on every Friday if you're not gay?
Have you seen the beautiful Tammy? You know what I'm saying? Hey,
I have.
I can't. There's no man that could possibly shave their legs that much. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Don't go there.
Back to the topic at hand. So it just makes me nuts that these are things that we should be able to work out amongst ourselves. And if you really think a business has damaged you, this is no different than businesses that, you know, you get off on the wrong foot with the proprietor, you know, small mom and pop businesses. I've had people I'll never go back to again. They're local to my area because I don't like the way they treated me or even friends of mine. And you just don't go back there. And I've seen, not because of me, but those places have gone down and out of business because they're true. They don't know how to manage a business, and they just go under. It's that simple. This would be the same thing. If that woman was really hateful, if that was a hateful situation, a hateful proprietor, she'd be hateful towards everybody, and that business would not last, correct?
Absolutely. But let's, you know, what just comes to mind for me is the way that Chick-fil-A were treated about their stance on same-sex marriage. Look at Target. Target made a donation to Tom Emmer's campaign, and because Tom Emmer has issues with gay marriage, I mean, I don't like the guy. I don't like the things that he says. But really, you know, the gays just targeted the gays targeted. The gays boycotted Target for their donation to him. Here's the thing. At that time I was kind of really still involved, and so I was involved in that whole thing, even with the Chick-fil-A thing at the beginning. But here's the thing: at the end of the day, if you have to force people to like you, or like who you are, or like what you do, then that says something about what you are or what you do.
Yeah, I
don't care if people like who I am and what I do. I'm not that shallow.
No, I don't. Hey, listen, if I haven't teed off a few people, I'm not doing my job. I must be sleeping at the wheel. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
You know, my motto on the show has always been, I think yours is pretty close from the standpoint of, I don't want you to really like everything I'm talking about, but I want to challenge everything you think about. From a religious standpoint, I don't care what religion you are, I want to challenge, don't spew what the pulpit says. Why do you believe what you believe? Why do you say the things you say? Politically,
right.
Spiritually, from a moral standpoint, why? Don't just say it. Have a reason for it.
I think that a lot of communities are kind of they have words put into their mouth, and for me that is a worry. I mean, this is why I don't get the level of response that I used to from the gay community. Notice I won't call it the LGBTQABCDFG community anymore, because it's not that to me. It's the gay community.
Right.
And that's what it's always been. And that's not me being pedantic. That's me not kind of succumbing to that level of BS, basically.
No, I'm with you on that, and we need to push back as a group. Okay, so number two, let's get to the I love this. And I've talked about this before, and the mobs beat me up about this. So Stanford has deleted its victim-blaming primer on how alcohol affects women. And so close that Twinkie. Don't you dare open that Twinkie wrapper.
I have to take the battery out of my computer.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
But carry on.
Yeah, thank you. Anyhow, so what they've done is there's been a complaint that by talking about how females shouldn't drink so much, they should watch their alcohol consumption and where their alcohol consumption takes place, that we're victim shaming or victim blaming. We'll hit that on the other side of the break. But
what?
But yeah, see, you did what I did. I'm like, wait a minute. So I'm telling a girl who could easily be violated much easier than a guy in most cases. Well, we'll do this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the rail side. Xander Gibbs is with me. We'll be right back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Is that 80s? No? You don't know. I don't even know who that is. That's The Police. Xander, when was The Police?
Yes, sir.
When were they a big deal? The Police.
Yes.
I don't mean the ones out in front of your door. I mean the real.
No.
The group. When were they a big deal though? What century?
Early 80s. I would say that they were the biggest. There used to be this running joke where the police would stop you when you were driving your car and say, do you have a police record? And they would say, yeah, I have Walking on the Moon, which was one of the Police.
But I'm bunch. Thank
one
you.
Of their albums.
He won't be here all week, I guarantee you. But anyhow. Yeah. No, we just, the show, the songs that open the show sometimes, that was Canary in a Coal Mine. And I said, that always to me sound like when I was a little guy, which was hundreds of years ago. When I was a little guy, I had a little 45 record. Remember those? Did you have those?
No, this is for my time.
Oh, God. Anyway, so yeah, I know you started with CDs, right? So they had these little 45 records, and you could spin them really fast when they were on the needle, and it sounded like Alvin and the Chipmunks, right? Everybody would sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks. I'm going way too far on this, but basically that's what it sounded like. It sounded like the record was going way too fast, and the guys were singing way too high. So let's move on. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me tonight. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me like he does every week. Give me a little different perspective on things sometimes. Sometimes I just totally ignore him, and he knows that I can tell. But really, seriously, Xander is on the East Coast and has his own radio show. Xander, what's your... And I want to thank you. You know, at your age, I don't know how hard it is to stay up this late, so I want to thank you for being with me tonight.
All right. Yeah. It definitely is, after being up since 6 a.m.
So tell people how to get your show and that kind of thing.
Everything's at xandergibb.com. The show is weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Come join us.
You
come
did it! You did it! You know what? You have been saying, I love this, because people used to make fun of me. But you've been, I can hear you slamming your head on the table, aren't you? You always say Eastern, all right, lately, you've been saying it. And now you went back to saying Easton. And I love it, because it reminds me of being on the East Coast. So
it's probably because I'm tired.
Well, yeah, when I get tired, I talk like that, too. Anyway, I love it, though.
Either that or I get all British.
There you go. Just don't use any of those special British words. I would appreciate that very much. Thank you. But shut us down in a heartbeat. I know how you people talk, or used to talk, or whatever. All right, Stanford
University.
Keep it. There he goes already. Stanford University has taken down a web page titled Female Bodies and Alcohol after students complained that it protects campus rapists by taking victim blaming to a whole new level, because it suggests that women should be careful as to how much alcohol they consume and where they consume it and what places they're at and how vulnerable they might be. I mean, so we're protecting the rapists by doing this. So I guess if I sit with my daughter before she goes off to college, I go, honey, men are pigs. Let's start off there. And number two is, please don't get yourself one of those positions where you're drinking like a fish, you're at a place you're not familiar with, and it leaves yourself open to all kinds of things happening to you. Apparently, I'm in support of the rape culture if I do that. Is there something wrong with me? Do I need medication?
No. Well, if you do, I do, too. I mean, I was kind of a bit taken aback that that 18-year-old that raped two people on campus this week, gets a trip to a theme park and a free Mac, for doing it rather than being sent to jail as he should. I just don't know what's going on with the mentality right now. It just seems to be very liberal, shall we say.
Right. No, but this mindset that by trying to protect somebody, you're almost saying, hey, if you get raped, it's your fault. Can you find that any place in there, in that kind of conversation? Do you have a niece? Can you imagine sitting down with your niece and having that conversation with her?
No, definitely not. But if anybody ever said that, if anything like that happened to my niece, I would, you'd probably be talking to me from my jail cell right now. This is Xander Gibb, live from jail.
I'm with you. I have this philosophy. I think that any time a sexual assault, especially on a very young girl, for instance, I think that the law should be the dad gets to spend 20 minutes with that person locked in a room. And there are no charges that can be brought against the father for anything that happens. I'm kind of on that bandwagon, if you would. So, anyhow.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I was they didn't like it when I said that they should do this to terrorists and killers. They should actually give them 10 minutes in a room with the families of the victims and let them. I mean, some cultures do that, Some cultures have that happen so that the family gets to say what goes on,
Yeah. All right, let's move on to, let's see, this one here. The L.A. District working to discredit a 12-year, L.A. School District, working to discredit a 12-year-old girl raped in the school bathroom. Okay? So the parents of a former Los Angeles Unified School District student and the family's attorney are calling out the district's attempt to discredit the girl who was sexually assaulted in an elementary school bathroom in 2012. The attorneys held a press conference Monday to highlight the district's response to a lawsuit filed by the family against the district over the assault which occurred at 95th Street at the 95th Street Elementary School. The LAUSD schools are terrible. They're terrible on security. They're terrible on a large part of this stuff that goes on because they have open borders. They're open to anything. They don't really care what happens in the school as long as there's an semblance that the kids are getting taught and they have like a they have about a 25% graduation rate, 28% graduation rate to show you how bad that school district as a whole is. But the psychiatrist is saying now that the child made it up, but they're LAUSD psychiatrists. And the fifth grader, she told officials a strange man sexually assaulted her in the school bathroom, though she wanted 2 weeks to she waited 2 weeks to report the incident to her mother. And that's what that's most of what they're hinging everything on, is that she waited a long period of time before she reported it. She's 12 years old.
But isn't this a common thing with victims that they don't always report it right away? I mean, it must be, you know, she must have been petrified by it. And you know, who's to say that she wasn't afraid that it might happen again if she said something?
Well, and at 12 years old, right, depending, I don't know everything that went on at her home. I don't know what it was like for her at home. Maybe she was a liar. Maybe she was one of those kids that made up stories. That doesn't mean, I think, was it Hillary who said that anytime a woman accused a man, it needed to be checked out? Wasn't it something like that?
Yeah, but look who she's married to. I mean, come on.
Well, except for
the patron. This is the patron saint of sexual offenders.
I like that. That's a tweetable offense. No, she...
Cut to Tammy tweeting it right away.
There you go. Right. I gotta get a little gif of the keyboard burning up while she's typing away. You know, but you're right. But she said, Mrs. Clinton said that
all victims...
Okay, all sexual assault victims have a right to be believed.
But there was a caveat to that, wasn't there? Unless
except if they blame Bill, right?
Yeah. All victims have a right to be believed unless they've accused Bill. And then she'll destroy them.
Yeah. I don't know. This stuff to me... Now, look, we're on the air. We're talking. I'm getting story after story after story. Here's one. Cal Poly expands the gender-inclusive housing to satisfy student activities. And so this, the decision was made in response to a 41-point ultimatum issued in November by a student group called the SLO, the Solidarity, I don't even want to go into this, but here's the bottom line with it. Again, you have a group of kids, a group of children, that decided that everything isn't quite right at the school. It's not inclusive enough. It's not, what was that school that banned one of the shows because it was an all women's the Vagina Monologues. That was it. Okay. But because it didn't include enough of African American issues, they shut it down. There was too many white people in the show.
I don't know where to go with any of this.
No, we're out of our minds.
It's just such crapola on a stick, isn't it? Let's face it.
But it doesn't it take away? Look at all the stuff we got going on. We have people that are poor that are going without food, right? We have people losing jobs. We have a terrible unemployment rate, and we're worried about whether a sign on a bathroom is inclusive enough. We're worried about making a girl feel bad if you tell her don't get drunk with a bunch of men because you could get raped. Right? That's supporting the rape culture. I mean, we really have lost our minds. I think
we totally have, and I must insist now everywhere I go that there must be a bathroom with a picture of the fat guy on the door, or I'm not being accommodated.
Oh my God! All right, Xander, how do they find you?
DandruffGift.com. Everything is there.
I know. I hate you for that. You make it so easy. I've got so many things to talk about. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Railside. Check out Xander. Go to XanderGive.com. Stay here with me. I got a lot coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about the guy that was, a cop that was thrown off of a job, if you would, because he was praying for people. The Red Cross did not like it. That is just nuts. In fact, they don't know what the Red Cross stands for.